On the KSRO live line this morning is Jerome Buting. He is one of the defense attorneys who gained national attention for defending a convicted murderer, Stephen Avery, a case that was featured on the Netflix series Making a Murderer. Good morning, Jerome. We call you Jerry.
Good morning.
How did you handle all of the attention after that documentary aired?
Well, you know, it was certainly unexpected and disruptive to a pretty significant degree for both Dean and I, but it was also, I thought, an opportunity to try and take the message that that we've really been working our whole careers on, which is that the system is broken and that we need to fix it. And there are things that we can do that, but we do need to work on it.
So after that event, defending Stephen Avery, you wrote a book called Illusion of Justice, Inside Making a Murderer and America's Broken System. What does the fix look like?
Well, the fix is a number of solutions that I propose at the end, but I use the Stephen Avery case. The book is more than just the Stephen Avery case,
right.
but it surrounds that and other similar cases in my own career where similar problems have arisen and are really evident in the way the cases proceeded. So, you know, we talk about some of those, everything from the lack of indigent defendants' resources to hire or appoint competent attorneys to problems with the jury system, the elected judges and sheriffs and prosecutors that most people don't even vote on because they don't know anything about them. You know, people do need to get involved in videotaping interrogations. About half the states still don't do that. That's crucial. If jurors and judges are supposed to make judgments on whether or not somebody's confession is truthful and reliable and voluntary, the best evidence is to see what they actually said and how it was said to them, how the police interrogated them.
Well, on the subject of confessions, what is the current status of Brendan Dassey, one of the co-defendants in the Stephen Avery case?
Well, Brendan's case worked its way into federal court, and a federal judge in August reversed his conviction, threw out the confession, found it involuntary and unreliable. The state then appealed that decision to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals based in Chicago, and there was oral argument on Valentine's Day, actually, so pretty recently. And, you know, a decision could be months away yet. It's hard to say. But
yeah,
if
he was just 16 at the time of his trial.
He was. If the federal judge's decision to reverse his conviction is upheld on appeal, then the state will have to either retry him or dismiss the case.
How did Stephen Avery react to the miniseries being shown and all the notoriety that went around Making a Murderer?
Well, he has a new attorney now, and once a new attorney takes over a case, other attorneys aren't allowed to contact the individual directly. But I did speak with him. Dean and I actually went to meet with him the day before the documentary came out because we had seen it and we knew that it was good and it was effective, and we wanted to prepare him as best we could. But even then, we had no idea it was going to be quite this big.
Yeah, a lot of people watch that. And now, apparently, there's going to be a second season on Netflix of Making a Murderer. What is that going to be about?
Well, I don't know. The producers are totally in control of that, the filmmakers, and, you know, it's hard to say. They've been pretty closed-mouthed about it. Netflix hasn't said much.
Are you going to be involved in that one?
I don't know. That's going to be up to them.
Okay. All right. I guess we will see then. Jerome, thank you so much for being with us this morning. The new book is called Illusion of Justice, Inside Making a Murderer and America's Broken System. Thank you for being on the KSRO Live Line this morning.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.